When we talk about appointments, Illinois law requires that a board, when in the event of a vacancy, a board member can be appointed by the president. The board member would then be subject to, or the appointment would be subject to the advice and consent of the overall board. Okay. If that board does not give its advice and consent within 30 days, then the president can appoint another board member. If the board fails to give that advice and consent, then the president can appoint another board member for a temporary period until either a board member is appointed who does receive advice and consent of the board, or until the next election, whichever happens first. So what the board did today is the president exercised his authority to remove an appointed member. Of course, it's been my argument that the member's appointment was not properly done in the first place, the same way the appointment to the treasurer's position wasn't properly done in the first place. With respect to this position, the law has been pretty clear when it comes to library boards that come under the village or town boards, village boards or city councils. And there was some fairly recent case law upholding the removal of a board member in the case of the local library board. Onarga's library board is a bit of different in as much as just with the way the board is composed, because it started out, I believe, as a township board, like, you know, it encompassed the
way
township.
Way back when?
Yes. And so I didn't have any authority right on track. However, I do believe that if this came in front of a court, you know, the board would have, you know, have a reasonably strong argument for a judge to decide upon. And that was my advice to the board regarding this decision. Okay? Now, also, since I'm here, there are a few things that I would like the board to do. You may or may not be aware, but there are online courses for instance, Open Meetings Act, for instance, Freedom of Information Act requests and not handle loans. Mm-hmm. I would really recommend that the board take those courses. Because the state of Illinois kind of puts some heavy duties upon board members in some respects. But sometimes when I don't think it's quite reasonable, like for instance, there doesn't seem to be much of a distinction between, for instance, an all-volunteer board that meets quarterly, like a lot of your township boards or cemetery boards or road commissions or drainage commissions, and those that meet regularly, and the board members have full staffs and stuff like this. Unfortunately, that's what it is when you serve on the board. But if you are not familiar with these, I can email them.
No, we have them.
To Jen, okay.
I've made it through 69 questions.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
Okay.
And I feel they're extremely repetitive.
They are.
And I don't have a legal degree.
No.
But, you know, what is it, 100 and
yeah,
something?
But it's just something that needs to be done. And it's,
yes,
it is a statutorily imposed requirement, and so it goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had that.
Okay. Very good. So that's what I wanted to address the board about as well.